It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. That might be the reason that it falls apart. Cancel from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the lectures. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I am Michael Akadiri. You know who I am. You know who this is. I'm one of your co-hosts, and to my left, I'm joined by
Dunno Kazeem Jamal, aka leader of the Peaky Bumber Clarks, aka Nines is younger and Potter Paper is younger. Just call me Nine Pieces of Paper, but if you see me in Holsden, just call me 4.5. Bigging up Small Heath, Big Heath. Every time you're Dunno, if you see Big Rich slap his tits and wipe that bacon grease off his neck. Come on.
For the listeners who don't know who Big Rich is, do you want to elaborate?
I will after the intro.
Okay. And to the left, to the left.
Ask your bill payers permission. Who's that? That's me, Darren G. Darren Griffiths in the house.
Come on. Come on, come on. Hey, give up for late nights and wet wipes.
Oh, we're here.
Energy,
we're here.
energy. Come Let's on, start. No, you know, I'm not going to start on no beef.
No, start on it. Just get it out of the way.
Okay, all right. For the listeners who don't know who Big Rich is, because you just introduced him by bacon grease, explain to the people there who Big Rich is.
Big Rich is diabetic.
oh, my God.
Type 1 and 2. Type 1 and 2 diabetic. His ankles, his feet aren't his. They're prosthetic. He lost them to diabetes. He's someone that probably, you know, was in a hypo and decided to write in my comments a whole heap of foolishness. Not the first time. I sent back for him and then it was just going back and forth. But he didn't realise how petty I was. He didn't realise who my elders were. I'm also, since that event, I forgot to mention, guys, since that event, I'm also 50 cents younger as well. I'm 50 pence.
So you got three olders.
I got three olders, yeah.
But they don't know you're there younger.
I did it, yeah, 100% do. I was at the O2, me and Judy Love. So he decided, I sent back for him, he didn't like it, yeah, and I continued to keep sending for him over and 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 over again.
Yeah.
And basically, at some point, what I was saying penetrated the layer of, let's just put it like this way, unconverted carbohydrates. And it hit his heart, which is quite dangerous because his heart's under a lot of stress as it is. And it hit his heart. And he almost went into cardiac arrest, but he didn't. Thank God. So I think someone luckily ran, stabbed him in the leg with his insulin, and he's all right now. I haven't heard from him for a little while.
You would have, if he had a hyper, you gave him insulin, he would be dead. Fatality.
Whatever. You're the doctor. But he had a stroke, and
he just giving him problems
because that's what happens when you have diabetes. You can have a stroke. Basically, he had a stroke and he lost himself. Probably that's why he hasn't replied. He hasn't got use of his right side.
My goodness gracious.
But he lost himself and then he said he wanted to punch me in the face. If he sees me, he'll punch me in the face.
Oh, well. But to do that, he's got to on-site you.
Well, to do that, he's never going to see me because I order my Krispy Kremes. Like, he's just in the shop.
Oh,
wow. So he's never going to really see me. So, that's basically what happened. So there's a little beef going on.
So to bring it back to parenting, because I'm not sure if Rich is a parent, would you teach your son.
I don't think you can class the little piggies as his kids.
Oh,
but
would you teach? No, I'm talking about your son now. He's I don't, obviously your son's too young to realize what's going on with his father right now.
Mm.
But let's say he could see. In some way, film that you're going back and forth with this other person, you have a disagreement. How would you teach your son to deal with disagreements?
I'd say, son, only pick wars you know you can win.
Hmm.
I wouldn't war Darren. That's long.
So you're saying size up your opponent.
Long. Look, yeah, there's a reason. Lions don't attack elephants.
Who's the elephant in this analogy?
Well, size-wise, Big Rich. AKA Big Tits. Okay? So, but in actual war, real life strategic war... No, because Darren's dangerous as well. But an elephant's dangerous.
When they get running, when they get galloping, you're the elephant.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And Mike's the cat.
Hey, man.
Unpredictable.
Cat. You don't know what type of cat I'll be, man.
Yeah, so.
Not with the leopard, you know, cat.
Yeah, but I'm the cat kingdom. I can pick what
I told Big Rich. He said, listen, he wanted to know where I was next going to be at. I told him a comedy club. I don't know if he knows what one of those are, but. They're pretty good, man. They're pretty good.
You just get it off your chest. Hey,
listen, bismillah for every time I step on stage, bro. You get me? It's all love. Alhamdulillah every time. Yeah? But don't try me. I was minding my business, innit?
This guy had his son baptized. What was that?
Huh? Listen, they both corroborate each other.
Yeah.
They corroborate each other.
And for balance, shalom.
Yeah. And also, in Aramaic language... Jesus is called Ilah.
Ilah.
Yeah, so there's only three Aramaic languages. It's Hebrew, something else, Arabic or something, and there's something else. I saw it on a video. And in each one of them, it's Allah, Ilah, all of that. So they corroborate each other.
Yeah, they're all, So they have vowels, don't they? They have like that weird kind of, I shouldn't say weird.
I know Allah means God in Arabic. So.
Yeah, it just means, yeah. So I thought that was like,
and
their God.
And then
it's like, no, literally, it's just a direct translation. God.
Yeah.
I was like,
So in old scriptures, Jesus would say God, but he would say Ilah.
Because you're speaking Hebrew, in
old scriptures,
they're saying Aramaic, wasn't he?
Aramaic, that's the one. He's saying that word.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's only been translated
for us. Yeah, for our consumption.
So, with all that being said, can you imagine? Yeah, well, after discussing all of that, Big Rich ate a dozen Krispy Kremes.
So I'll ask you, how would you teach your son to deal with conflict? You're here talking Krispy Kreme.
He said you pick.
I pick my war strategically, bro. If I'm forced into a war, then I've got to do the war.
Yeah,
if I see something and I go, you know, I'm gonna decide to entertain this.
Mm.
It's only because I know I can win.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like in his example, yeah. If Darren had done that, I'd look at that and go, this is gonna be long and tedious.
But you go into the war. But you're.
I know, because me and Darren have got me, you, Darren. We got a different relationship. I'd hit man up on the private WhatsApp and be like, bro,
on the plus 44.
Yeah, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Where are we at?
Come on, man. And then it could all blow over. And go, bro. Thought it was funny. My bad. I delete it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know you like this, big man.
Yeah. So you take the shots differently.
And it's not been the first time. And don't worry, big tits. I've got more in the bank, so try me. When you get over.
So when were you gonna squash it?
This year, next year you're doing Ramadan, fam. Yeah, you need it. But you're not gonna eat from sundown to the end of the month. Until the moon comes back.
So when's it ending?
He's not eating. When's the beef ending?
Yeah,
never.
To the grave.
Never. Yeah.
To the grave. Wow.
I will dip in and back in and out of it when I've got time. Yeah.
Imagine that, Ali Sadiq.
But I will. I just every now, like randomly, I just put online just "Good morning, Big Rich" little picture.
A few shots.
Yeah, man.
So
yeah,
let's
man.
Say let's say you guys are like Ali Sadiq special. You're in Morrison's. You're 80 now, and you're in the fucking. You got the stroller, and you're there, and you see Big Rich, and he still got his legs.
Wherever I don't go to the dessert aisle like that.
let's say he catches you slipping in the fruit aisle.
He don't know where that is.
And then he catches you, and you're the stroller, but he's still got his
legs. Throw a grape at him, he'll probably have an allergic reaction. It's war, bro.
I wish both of you peace.
There you
piece
go.
Of cake for him.
Oh my God.
Talking about sweet stuff.
Let's talk about the sweet stuff.
Now I've got more canon. I'm gonna post this stuff next week for you, bro.
Listener's question, man. Thank you, listener, for sending this in, man. I'm just gonna try paraphrase it, but 11-year-old told husband that he lost a tooth and not me. So the tooth fairy didn't come. Boy. I'm so pissed at my husband. Our son had a wiggly tooth and my husband helped him get out last night and it was later. Like 9 and I was already asleep in bed. We have a newborn. Well, hubby didn't think to wake me up and tell me or take the initiative and wait for our son to fall asleep and take the tooth and leave the money. So my son's comes out this morning so upset and took 5 good minutes before he could finally tell me why I felt awful. I need excuses to why the tooth fairy didn't come. My husband said we just figured we would do it tonight by explaining that's not how the tooth fairy works. He just rolled his eyes at me and said he probably doesn't even believe in any of that because he just watches YouTube. I'm so upset.
There you go.
There's so many variables to this.
So kid's 11.
Oh, 9.
Kid's 11, right? That's the
11 year old. Sorry, 9. Yeah, sorry. 9 was the time she went to bed. Yeah, so kid's 11.
Tooth fairy. Big kid. Fairy's been about every time, but now hasn't come around this time.
Yeah.
Kid's distraught. There's no tooth. Well, yeah. He says there's no tooth fairy. He's playing the game.
I think by 11, you know.
You know there's no fucking tooth fairy.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. He just wants some change.
You got the money. He's a cost of living crisis. That's D7, bro.
Yeah. Is that the, yeah, you can't.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's going on.
None of your friends have told you that it don't exist. Your friends don't rate you.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You're still losing teeth at 11.
That's a bit late. I thought they come out at 7, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I thought you should have.
Some people still hold. Some people still got milk.
That's true. Some people still hold on to their teeth. Yeah, man. They look mad. But
you see bare people in their year 7 picture. What? Big tooth, small tooth.
True that. True that.
Now, I had full set of adult gnashers by about 10 years old.
So you went to secondary school just like.
Just look mad. Because like my head wasn't. To the size. Head hadn't done puberty yet. Mm. Just
so you teeth. Had your big teeth.
Just so. That's how I used to smile in picture.
Tiger Woods.
Bare teeth.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Relating to a personal story of tooth fairies, I remember when I found out the tooth fairy did exist. When I. How did it happen? I lost 3 teeth. And I got £7.
Raw.
Losing 3 teeth.
Raw. So what is the exchange rate?
But here's the thing, but then my friend and neighbour, Laura, she lost 2 teeth.
Same girl that knocked to you?
Yeah. Yeah. So
you know it's true.
She lost 2 teeth. I can't mention her name before. Shout out Laura. Laura lost 2 teeth and got £5.
Oh, so £2.50 each compared to £2.33.
So really, I should have got £7.50.
You were accounting from young.
Yeah.
My man was counting the 50p, you know.
Because I was just
rotted.
Like, I was like, hold on. I remember explaining it to my mum and her mum. Both my mum was like, what? What are you talking about? Like, you lost more teeth, you got more money. I was like, no, but
you're moving like the kid from My Wife and Kids.
My teeth are worth less.
Yeah, I was like, per tooth, I should have got this amount if it's the same. And I explained it to them. They were just like, and then I was very wrong. Maybe the tooth fairy will come back tonight and drop the rest of them.
You got change for a 20?
So yeah, so that's what I was just like.
There is all contacted HMRC. I think someone's lying on their books a little bit there.
Yeah. So from there, but then I realised I was going too hard, and I was like, shit, I've still got teeth to lose. I don't want her to make her realise I understand the teeth, they don't exist.
Oh,
so, so I was like,
oh, but yeah. you knew deep down it.
Well, after that, I was like, that's the only explanation. And I've seen the way.
Or the tooth fairy. Or the tooth fairy
didn't rate your teeth like that.
Well, I didn't know. I thought it was a flat rate for teeth.
I would have spun it immediately and been like, yeah, girls get more from the teeth because it's a fairy, tooth fairy. That she gives them more.
I was created all kind of economic scenarios and like, listen, base rate for teeth, not the inflation. Interest of bamboozled the exchange rate.
Darren's leaving notes with his teeth.
You can understand this equation.
Do you know how many toothpaste I've gone through?
Darren's going, VAT is not included.
Yeah. Exactly. What day did you lose it to? On the Tuesday. You see the rate for teeth go down midweek. This is a weekend.
After punch ups, they go up.
What tooth? It's a premolar.
Incisor.
You know, Darren must have been going to bed like this, but as you just like, wait until my wisdom teeth come.
Hey!
Because I'll buy a house off this shit.
I'll be flossing, literally. Come on.
They must be worth hella piece.
So I don't know what's going on in this 11-year-old's mind. What do you think?
This guy here, yeah.
But I believe, yeah.
The dad?
Yeah.
You piece of shit, bro.
Are you guys going to continue the tradition, tooth fairy tradition, for your children?
That's a good question.
I just done it.
Oh, for your daughter.
Mm-hmm. I just done it. And I say everyone. The mum, Sharif, thought I was going to forget, and I didn't forget to do it. She went upstairs. She was like, when you come upstairs, put some change in and take the tooth.
You happy to say how much you dropped?
Whatever she left on the side, it wasn't me.
So you not create a flat rate? It's gonna fluctuate. Yeah.
I don't know because obviously, no, teeth started dropping when I was in the picture.
Is this the first one you've done the fairy in where you've gone and done
I've sorted a tooth out before for some money, but I'm not looking. Do you know what it was for me? Because I think mine did fluctuate. Yeah. I think one time it would be a pound.
Yeah.
And then I might see 50p, and then maybe a pound 50. All depends on what my mum had at the time, innit? Yeah.
I think I went from pounds to naira. I think that's the. I think what? It started with pence and went to cobble.
Then a topped up Leica call card.
Western Union. You know what?
Hey, you went from T-Mobile to Lycra. Hey,
imagine just different things. Just like, fuck, I ain't got no change.
Bro, if I see someone that's got Lycra mobile, I just feel like your life's a bitch.
I ain't got a job. I ain't seen them in flipping months now. I think they're done. I've got £1.99 Big Mac and chips voucher
from the newspaper.
It's the back of the bus stop tickets. Hey, you can see the bus they took.
That's
like,
what you got.
Mom, isn't that the bus you take to work? Nah. It's the tooth fairy that came with the bus.
This is what you got.
You just see Monopoly money under your pillow.
Oh my God.
You get a chance card.
I gave you pack later.
You get a chance card. You open your pillow up, it just says, go and collect 200.
You're in the house looking for go, you know?
Because like, I don't have much change in my house, so yeah, it's going to be tough.
That is funny.
I'll be damned if I'm putting £20 note under there.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, if that happens, there's also a note to say, I've advanced you the money.
Did it?
Oh, yeah, for all
this is future. Yeah, I've advanced you the piece.
See, your kids are going to learn about loans and...
Yeah.
Nah, that's it. That's it. Financial responsibility.
I might do that for my son.
I have forward funded all your teeth.
Yeah,
fiscal responsibility.
You know what? I might provide them the option. What would you like? Would you like incremental payments for your teeth?
Are you going to do this at 3 a.m. when you're meant to be giving them the coin? No, you wake her up. And
this,
you're
is
like,
what, this is when no, they go. When they go, the first time, my tooth's wobbly.
My tooth's wobbly.
Sit down.
We'll learn about financial responsibility.
Yeah. Say, listen, see when I call the tooth fairy, yeah? Busy lady, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not sitting on hold every time you drop a tooth. So I need to know now. Do you want all the money for your teeth? Yeah? Right when that one... right
lump
first,
something.
Lump sum. When the first one comes out... you get all the money for all your teeth, yeah? £20.
Woo! How many penny sweets that is? That's crazy.
Or would you like just £1 one time?
Each tooth.
Eat for each tooth.
Would you like?
Yeah. Would you How many teeth drop out? That's interesting.
See, and these are the questions I want my kids to be asking.
How many teeth have you got? 32.
They need to work out.
32, but I don't know.
No, that's an adult.
But I think that baby is 16. I think 18, 16? Don't know.
No, I think it's 20 something. Low 20.
But this is for the kids to work out.
I feel like it's 10 on top, 10 on bottom.
Oh. Anyway.
So yes, if they need to work it out.
This guy though, this
15 up front or 20 over the time.
Over the lifetime.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's an interesting proposition.
See what you want. See what you want kids.
Oh, you're gonna decrease the payment.
Oh yeah.
So 15 now or 20 over time.
Yeah, 20 over lifetime, yeah. Because his money's worth more now than it is in the future. So what do you want, kids?
I said 15.
No, really, the rule counter.
What you gonna do? And that's when my kid's gonna hit back. Well, I've been reading and I'll take the 15, I'm gonna put it in an ISA. And
imagine that. Yeah. What's that kid from Life and Kids? The smart
Franklin.
Kid. Franklin. There we go. You're raising
some roadman kids. So how about I punch out your teeth and get money for those? Just like, oh my God.
Yeah, you wake up, your kid just got fucking pliers.
It's like, why are they so...
The Connect wants his money.
Imagine, you lifted the pillow up, it's like, what, whose teeth are these? Just that.
That's when he leaves the house. Because if I see random teeth in the house, yeah, this is some fucking Joe from You shit. Some Dexter
that
shit.
That is funny. This random is some fucking, the pillow.
What's my man's name from America that was killing gay black donnies?
Oh, this is
some
Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer shit. You leave today.
Yeah, random teeth on the pillow.
If I see
scary.
Random teeth and I'm seeing a dog with bare gums, then you might win.
The Exo Bully, yeah? Give me Exo Bully with no teeth. What? Uppercut. Hadouken!
The dad, though, he's a...
yeah, he's a prick.
He's a piece of shit, bruv. Don't forget.
Kids don't forget. Yeah,
no, you don't forget. Don't forget.
As a parent.
Don't forget. Stuff like that, that's make-believe.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
To Santa Claus, to fairy.
Elf on the shelf.
If you're going to do it, then you got to do it.
Yeah. Commit all the way.
Yeah, you can't half-ass it. You can't, too fairy.
Don't forget. You got to eat the mince pie, you got to drink the milk.
Or if you forget that, like, you've got to create a big old thing of, guy, listen, Tooth Fairy called me. Mad apologetic.
Okay, just keep
you got keep facade. Yeah, they're really upset they couldn't make it. They got in the schedule. I might even fabricate an email if I'm doing this thing. Look, his name up from Tooth Fairy. He said, look, really sorry, couldn't collect Sadie's tooth today.
That means you got to make a fake. Would they look at that?
Nah.
I was gonna say you got to make a fake email.
Let's say money's tight. Money's tight. You're literally struggling, man. You're like,
you got to sell that bottom.
Sell cheeks.
Yeah. Sell cheeks, bro. Yeah.
Sell cheeks for
the kids.
Sell cheeks, bro.
For the kids. For the kids.
I'm doing this for the kids, man.
So for your child, cheeks for the Tooth Fairy. That is crazy.
You gotta sell that bottom, bro.
The kid.
Sell that.
Listen,
you
no,
sell
one,
that
no.
Back. You gotta sell that back and front.
Do you know how bad?
No one's the bottom.
Do you know how bad you are the next morning where the kid goes, only 2 pounds. Only 2 pounds!
Do you know?
I held several pounds to my backside to get that, fam. Chatting about Willis. You better respect it.
Selling cheeks for the Tooth Fairy, that's crazy.
Cheeks for
if you forget to, no, this is the only way you can get out of it, ready? Imagine you're my son and you go, oh, you know, no money, yeah, for your tooth.
Dad, why didn't the Tooth Fairy leave money? What's wrong, Dad?
Golly.
What do you mean she died? She can't die. She's eternal.
She's gone to heaven.
She can't, though. Is she going to rise again in 3 days?
I killed her.
You can't kill the Tooth Fairy.
I did.
No, he didn't.
I did.
Why did you do that? Well, give me your phone.
Because, man, she fucked Big Rich.
Who's Big Rich? And why did you kill the Tooth Fairy?
She fucked one of my ops.
I've got other teeth. So what about my other teeth?
Let's go Turkey.
Go Turkey? It's not Christmas. What are you talking about?
Let's go Turkey. Get some turkey teeth.
Go to Turkey? What are you talking about?
Keep chatting, you're out the wheel.
What? Dad, you killed someone.
You're dead.
What?
Your kid is growing up fucked up.
I'm not. How do you go from I didn't leave a pound on your pillow to I'm not your father?
Just gonna keep escalating to get out of it.
Until the kid stops talking. Yeah. It's like more horrible things gonna be said the more I talk.
Yeah, you only go when the kids go to court, my dad is a murderer.
Yeah, bird to the tooth fairy.
Gang gang boy.
And then he's like, no, but my teeth fell out yesterday and I got a tenner. A tenner?
Yeah, man, as a dad, you can't forget, man.
Nah.
It's one of the things,
you know why you can't forget? One, the kid's innocence, yeah?
Yeah.
Two, this case scenario. To get told that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. For someone to come on, sending a message, be like, yeah, my partner is a POS. It's long. It's not what I would like.
Not for me.
Yeah, just don't forget, bro.
Don't forget.
Put a reminder on your phone or Siri. Get me bare things, bro. When I go upstairs, I see the bedroom in it, and Lani's teeth don't go under a pillow.
Where they go?
In a special jar.
Oh, okay.
So I see the jar by the door. Boom, boom.
That's good forward planning, so you don't have to try to get your hand on.
I was about to say
she wouldn't wake up. She wouldn't wake up.
Because some kids will be like.
You're there, tooth in one hand, money in the other.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I'm like, you're asleep. You're sleeping.
You're robbing the tooth fairy.
I say, this is a dream, bro.
I'm like, yes, that's the explanation.
But I always feel like, imagine they, like, that's what some of them think, like, less so with Christmas. Like, if you've got heavy foot, and your bear stomping at night, and your bear coming to, like, drop the gifts or whatever it is. And your kid kind of goes down the stairs and sees you. It's like...
Well, you're meant to be in a Santa outfit.
Oh, if you're going
to
do the full work.
If you're doing all of that, you're meant to stomp really loudly. Mum's meant to come and go, oh, come. And you're meant to just like peek down the stairs and see a man in a red suit.
Santa's black!
See, the way don't turn around, bruv.
But the way my daughter is... She'd be like, where's dad? I need to get daddy. Daddy needs to see Santa Claus. And it's... Oh, he's out.
Killing the Tooth Fairy.
Making sweet love to the Tooth Fairy. Holding their wings.
But yeah.
Is the Tooth Fairy big or small? In my head, when I was growing up as a kid, the Tooth Fairy was actually human size.
No, it's always been small in my head.
Yeah.
When I was speaking to
other people, I realised everyone else thought that it was small and like carried.
It's good though, you think different.
Yeah, I thought it was a full grown woman.
Oh, nah.
That's kind of pedophile shit it is. What are you doing here?
Is this just dressed like a full fairy?
What are you doing here looking for my teeth, bro?
Yeah, it's a bit odd, isn't it?
But Santa Claus is a full-grown man.
There you go. See, he's not a small person. He's a full-grown man. Fitting in your chimney. We don't have a chimney.
But he has elves.
Elves, yeah.
I've imagined two fairies have a lot of slave labour.
Yeah, Mexican.
It's a lot of teeth to process.
Mexican. That's true.
I think that's what they do. They crush down and make cocaine. Tooth fairies.
Crush down the teeth.
What do you want? They need to be doing something with the teeth.
They
need to be doing something with the teeth. It makes sense. Like if you deep it, probably a pest or motor.
Yeah. No, they recycle it.
Oh.
Goes to the new babies.
Ooh.
No single.
Well, so you're telling me no son's got some recycled
no
teeth.
No single use teeth.
We've got to create these backstories for our kids. What do you want them to learn?
Your son's got recycled teeth. My son's got
recycling's a good.
But it could be some baby that has some dead dental hygiene. You know the ones that the breath is just.
No, all the discard, all the ones that aren't fit for purpose, they discard.
Oh, discard. Okay, I can live with that.
Yeah,
I can live with that.
You only get teeth from good boys and girls that brush their teeth.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure they're clean for the next person.
Yeah, you got to make sure they're clean for the next person.
Dude,
the next baby
needs that. See, good way to teach the kids.
I like that, mate.
See, whoever
gave Big Rich his tea fucked up, bro.
Golly. Okay.
All right. Anyone got any reflections? Obviously, you're clearly reflecting on your beef, but anyone got any parental reflections or any fails or any stories?
Really, really super quick one. Nothing to dwell on. Found out today that Zadie, my daughter, who is not even 2 and a half yet, is racially aware.
Oh wow!
She knows. So maybe not race, but color. Mm. She can see color.
Oh wow!
So
some adults can't. So let's hear this.
So he's playing. She's got a Gruffalo toy, and he goes, "Gruffalo's brown." I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "I'm brown." I was thinking, is she just saying the same word she just said after? I go, "Okay." And she goes, "Yeah, you are." She goes, "You're brown." I was like, "Okay, who else is brown?" "Mommy's brown." I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Xavier's brown." I was like, "Yeah." "Nanny's brown," and I was like, "Yeah," and then she just listed the other family members. Okay, cool. And I was like, "All right, let's see if she's just saying this, who's brown." So I started to go, "Oh, what about?" And I said, "Someone from her nursery."
Yeah,
and she goes, "No, she's not brown." And I go, "Oh, what color is she then?" She goes, "White." I was like, "Right." I go, "What about?"
Did she go like this? "White devil."
And then the next person she picked is actually a girl who's actually like got a natural tad, but she is white. So I was thinking, oh, is she going to be able to
curveball?
Is she going to be able to work this? And she did pause on it and she went, "White." And I was like, "Okay." And then I go, "All right, what about uncle?" Because she has said the old alpha. And she went, "White." And I was like, "Ah, she does know what she's talking about." And she went, no, uncle's brown. And I was like,
"Oh, wow."
I was like, "Huh, okay." I was like, and then Naomi's literally the other room. She goes, "I didn't know she was aware of this." So I was like, "No, neither did I." Okay. But I guess at that age, there's nothing loaded to it. It's a simple observation.
I didn't deep it like that until I was about 7.
Right.
I think I was aware that like my skin looked different to my nan's skin.
Yeah.
Mm.
But like I didn't have awareness of the concept like of black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
So one day my cousin goes, "You're black." Now in my head, this is black.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So when she goes, "You're black," I go, "No, I'm not."
You're immediately defensive.
Yeah, I'm like, "I'm not."
Because
this is black.
Like, it's just a stupid thing to say.
Yeah. She goes, no, "You are black." I go, "No, fuck, like, I got private school." You know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Then what colours are teaching you at school?
Yeah. Don't know what fucking trap house school you go to. So I go in the kitchen and I'm like, "Mum, I'm not black, am I?"
You're bare fighting against the...
But in context, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah, like, yeah, yeah. She hasn't got no context.
I go, I'm not black. He goes, "Black."
She's just like, "Why is everyone saying..."
I go, "No, I'm not, man. No, I'm not." So the running joke for years and years was that Kaz didn't know he was black.
Yeah, it's just like...
But I'm saying, I was right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like... Actually, even to this day, yeah, what Zadie said, I go, "That makes more sense."
Yeah, brown makes more sense. Than...
I wonder, actually, did you differentiate with any Asian kids in that class?
I couldn't think of any Asian
kids.
Oh, yeah, call an Asian person black.
Hey. I couldn't think of any.
They don't like that.
Yeah, we've got Asian friends, but we don't see them regularly enough for her to
be shocked. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how she...
Yeah, it'd be interesting if she differentiates between...
Yeah.
Or she just sees that they're all brown and they're not brown. Yeah, I don't know. Because even white is... Because they're not white. Like, brown is an accurate description of, I think, most human beings.
Mm.
And then white people aren't white. Some are light brown and then some are don't.
Spectrum and all that good stuff, isn't it?
Remember, I said to Alani one time, I said something about her being black, and she was only about 5 at the time. But she went, "I'm not black, I'm mixed race." Maybe she wasn't 5, maybe she was a bit older. And it was really like, maybe it was too young to tell her this. And I said, but the world
doesn't care.
Doesn't care. They don't. They're going to say, you're black. And I've not heard her say it since, but just a bit.
You want to put the pressure of the world on her too young?
No, but I think it's.
But I guess it's a good different to world. It's a different world she's growing up in, though. She'll grow up in a slightly different world.
Only if you're around them real lefty liberals to go like, are you biracial? I love that.
Well, yeah,
like my mum's mixed race now. If she walked in here right now, I'd be like, "What are you?" She'd be like, "I'm a black woman."
Yeah, and it all
because the world's always seen me as that.
Yeah.
And when the skinheads and all that were chasing me, they didn't different. They still call me a black this, black that.
True. Yeah. And the modern world still has the opt-in, opt-out thing of it depends if it's something positive or negative that added to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just feel
because like a racist really loves to remind black people that Obama wasn't black; he was mixed race. It's like, oh, now you see it. Okay. Yeah. Whereas
that part.
Whereas
if he had a big scandal against him.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, it's the case in point. Anthony Joshua. British heavyweight champion loses Nigerian boxer Femi
Joshua
lost and let down his continent.
Got like Africa tattoo on his arm. He's Africa, hey, one of us. Ignoring the whole Team GB tattoo on his neck.
Well, on the flip side, my son's gonna be like, I'm gonna be like, you're good, fam. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
I'm like, Baji, you're getting any job you want, cuz.
You're telling me it's a social contract. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, just be like, so when they say, where's your name from? Just be like, oh, my parents are really out there. It's actually in the Bible. You can say that it's actually from the Bible. It's
biblical.
Do you remember that book? No one reads it anymore. Bismillah.
But it's interesting, like that your daughter's socially aware. Obviously, I know she doesn't understand the connotations of such different colors, but it's interesting that even from earliest two, she can. But did she see it as I'm different, or was it more just actually to noting that there's just different?
Pull
colors?
Up to the scene with my ceiling missing.
No, she just said it. Just like felt weightless. It just felt like just a. As observing that my top's green.
Do you want to know what is a mad observation?
What's that?
Is when a child does get to the point of going, right, black, white, Asian, Chinese, whatever, and then sitting down, I guess you guys will already know this because you probably heard it, but sitting down to watch Roots and then having to go to their nan and granddad's house.
Yeah, I've still never seen Roots. Never seen it.
You never seen it?
No, I haven't seen it in its entirety either.
Have you not? I watched it like Prison Break. I watched it back to back to back to back to back.
And it, I'm gonna add it to my watch list then.
Yeah, I watched it.
No, I can't think. Yeah,
first thing I cried at.
Is it?
When his mate dies from old age.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
Watched it from back to back to back. And then you watch that and you're like,
ooh.
My nan looks like those people.
I mean, that needs to be put in a context for you as a child. They can't just let you just watch that.
And they explain.
Go where you want.
That's a bit nuts.
Yeah, man.
But it's scary because you want your child to be innocent, but then the world is the world. But you don't want to scar them. You want to empower your child that, you know, despite the limitations in the world, they can still achieve what they want to achieve. And
that's for us.
Yeah, I think I'm well equipped to do that.
Even just as a visual.
Yeah,
not myself included. Yeah, and if you don't want it included in the edit, let me know. Right, but look, homeowners.
Yeah,
doctor, degree accountant. Yeah. Your kids, same with my mum.
They'll have just a living example.
They'll see.
They won't need the whole.
I saw my mum.
You can do what
go to work, stay up hours, drinking Boost, reading law papers, and then I saw the end product. I saw the wig, I saw the paper, I saw the things she can put before her name. Yeah. I saw all of that. I saw her go from us from living in Lewisham to buying a maisonette in different area to then buying a whole house, conservatory, garden, shed.
Come on.
All of that.
Come on.
So there's nothing I can go, look, I can't say it's not possible.
Yeah.
I've seen someone with all, in my personal experience, with all the chips stacked against them.
Yeah.
Still do it. And just, and just did it. Yeah, and same with you, like I was saying with yourself.
Yeah,
they're gonna be able to say like, they're gonna see the pictures of graduation. They're gonna say like, at some point they're gonna know, oh, my parents own this house.
Yeah, it's just gonna be normal.
Yeah, my parents are doctors.
Because
my son's gonna say my dad's a clown. Whatever it is. Okay? But at least he's not big rich. Anyway, moving on.
Stop. No, but it's true. They'll just have...
They'll see the representation.
But I guess, what the issue will be, the conflict or... Well, not, why not match up for them is when they start hearing all these kind of negative things about black people in general.
Yeah. People that look like them.
And then they're like, well, that doesn't make sense. So, what do you mean the... Or when they meet that,
because it's not in their world view. It's not in the view they've had of the world in their 10. Maybe they'll start hearing that at secondary school, whatever. And just like, what do they mean by that? And I guess just trying to, exists, but it doesn't mean it's
teacher
to you.
On me. It's just like, I'm a good student. I do this. It's just like, well, this is what it may be. But I think I'll raise both my kids to, because this is how I was, explore every other possible explanation other than racism first.
Mm. And
then if you really can't think of anything else, then you go there. But look at everything else. Am
what,
I being
what a... if they called him a black monkey or something?
That's just racist,
isn't
it?
But why are you climbing a tree?
Yeah, where are you climbing a tree? Was you eating a banana? Was you flinging
with your
shit?
Feet?
Was you flinging shit around the room?
Was you doing... Was you going...
Because when you get into parents' evening and the teacher's black, and they show you the CCTV of your kids swinging around, just like, is this what happened? So I just need to explore all avenues.
But also on the flip side of that, my mum used to tell me like, look, like if you do this, they're gonna see you as aggressive. You're gonna have to work harder. Like, it's just certain things as well.
The pep talk.
The pep talk, and she was like, this happens, that happens. And then I was like 13, 14, 15, 16, and I was trying to tell her, I said, Mum, I don't think the world's like that.
Nothing's happening to me.
I don't think the world's happening like that. And I remember we spoke about Proust on a different podcast when all the Black Lives Matter things were happening, like the movement was like happening. And it was like, I did know, not during that time, but it was an opportune time to speak about it.
Yeah.
Like little... microaggressions, little things, and then you go, all right, this has happened. So then you start to go, why has this person locked their car door when I've walked past? Why has this person grabbed their bag? You got a bit about it saying, well, why won't this person sit next to me on the bus?
Right?
And you know, all this kind of thing. And why does this person keep saying, using the word aggressive with me? And then all of these things start to total up, and then you go, oh, it's not gone away. It's just changed.
Yeah.
And then because you're just so insulated for a while, you go, and if you got white friends or you got a diverse group of friends, you go, ah, man, the white people I know is cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. Bro.
And their parents are cool. I've met their parents. I go to their yard. I eat their food. They give me dinner and stuff like that. You know, when I'm staying over or whatever. But I think you're stuck in the 60s.
Absolutely.
And then you go, oh, no. It's just done in a different way.
And
absolutely.
And it's funny, like, your experiences, because obviously I grew up in a, like, white area. Naomi grew up very black area. And it's funny, like, the microaggressions, the different microaggressions that we're sensitive to and ones we're not. So, for example, she would go to work and she would talk, she was talking with her friends about some colleagues tried to touch her hair. And Naomi's like, so? Like, nobody just didn't care about someone to touch hair. But why? But yeah, they'd be curious. They haven't seen hair like mine before. So why wouldn't they want to touch, because I'd probably want to touch someone's hair, but I didn't know what it felt. And she was just so like, yeah, okay, it's not a big thing. I was like, nah, don't touch my fucking hair. And she's like, why? I go, because I grew up with people singing in my head saying it's a microphone. So, and I said, in hindsight, that's hilarious. That's great comedy. That's great physical comedy.
That is wild.
But, and the irony that you're a comedian.
Yeah, isn't it? But to have a kid older than you hold
Darren can't look down at the mic when he's performing.
Isn't it? Just trigger.
PTSD.
I take this off. I only want metal mics.
Get the Ricky Gervais fucking.
Get that off now.
Michael McIntyre.
Yeah. That is crazy.
But, yeah.
These kids are jumping in your head. Like...
No, but the thing is, like, these were my friends from like the street. Oh, it's the street, like my street, like my road. So it was banner. It was part of the banner.
But obviously,
it's like, I'll suffer this banner because I want to play football with you lot and your kids. And generally, you're fine, but I don't like it.
Girls used to just touch my hair. But they were girls, so I was like, go on then.
That's what I mean. So it's
you're willing
whether
to take
it was
a
short
bit of this.
Or whether it was curly, right.
So
they'd be like,
you probably grew up with a relationship with your hair of girls like their hair.
Brother, like... I swear to God, if I might have to go Turkey, because you see the corners, my hair is my power. I cuss everyone in my family that ain't got an ounce of, like, I know it's not now politically correct to say, but ain't got an ounce of coolie hair, yeah? My cousin ain't got one.
Is this
one
from your dad's side?
Yeah. I've got it. My older cousin's got it. My dad's got it. My grandma had it. My auntie's got it.
Mm.
There's one cousin that ain't got it. And she gets it.
I do something.
Every minute, look at my curls. Look at my waves. I said, waves? That's a puddle. You know what I mean? It's getting there. You know what I mean? It's tough times. Tough times for the blacks.
It's those relationships you have with it. So it's like... Do you just let your kids grow up and have those relationships, then explain it after? Do you try to explain it before?
Mine's getting angry.
Right.
And I don't know if I explained this before, but mine's getting angry. And there's two people in me. Pause, yeah?
Yeah.
There's an inner child that I refuse... Yeah, big pause.
Big
there's
pause.
My, there's my... in me as an inner child, yeah?
Yeah, preface that.
Yeah. That I refuse to let die.
Yeah.
I even said to someone... today, every opportunity I get to misbehave, I'm going to take it. Yeah.
Well, that's your comedic angle, though.
Yeah. Okay. And the second one is this really angry, violent person.
Right.
And in certain contexts, yeah, not at home or anything like that, in certain contexts, I have to really fight to keep that guy under wraps.
Yeah.
Because all throughout my life, even when I wasn't angry, but I'm being assertive, I got told I'm being angry. Right. Now, you telling me I'm angry, it's making me angry. I'm not even fucking angry. But now I am, so I bang you up, yeah? But now it's like, I think I spoke about this before. Now, suicide bomber. Now, I can't speak up on things because I'll blow the whole building up.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that is going back from moving to a white area.
Right.
All these teachers telling me, he's in a gang, he's this, he's that. Mm. I've just come from a private school, brother.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me I'm in the gang. You're assuming I come from this broken home of no education and no like self-respect or ambition, yeah? So now, like, and then plus, I'm just one of the only black kids in school. All boys school, everyone's vying for position. I just start swinging on jaws, yeah? And I'm fighting everyone, right? And then I actually get a love
fight. That's the thing. So it's like you've got the conflicts of not wanting to be seen as the angry kid, but getting so much social capital from being the angry kid.
Yeah, and kind 100%. Of, and being in that environment as well, there was kind of like, I kind of like disrespect people are giving me because they don't know me, they don't know where I'm from. Where have you come from? Lewisham. What? Swear down. Matting. Yeah, don't fuck with him. Bloody, bloody, blah. But then it's kind of like, but I'm just, I never used to be afraid to speak up.
Yeah.
But now I am.
Right.
On certain things like, coming back from Glasgow, there's people in front of me, young, like, teenage kids, but they were jarring. They kept, like, leaning all over the table, moving. I feel like such an old man. Moving their bag, all that kind of stuff. It's hitting my laptop. Their head's hitting my laptop when they're putting their head down. They've hit my laptop at one point. My coffee cup's gone up. I'm like, no, 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 because someone's going to die. Luckily, it didn't spill. And I was like, there's just not enough to tip the balance.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, quote unquote, a normal person would just be like, really, oh, sorry, yeah. Could you just...
Yeah, Naomi would just calm them all down.
Yeah, could you just stop doing that, please? Because there's, like, other people here.
Yeah.
But I would be like, yo! Fuck are you lot doing?
So you're already on 10. So you think you need to... They need to cause a 10 offence before you hit them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Understood. No, understood. Because I guess don't have to... You show your awareness.
Because even at school, even when I would speak up on something, it'd be like, but what are you talking about? That's not... Not kind of like, can I say my point, actually? Yeah. Like, so then you never get,
go on question time.
And then you get that thing of like, you've raised your voice. Why are you being aggressive? Yeah. I'm not. But I will be. What are we doing? Yeah. So it's kind of like that vicious cycle of being like, so then I just went, just hold it in.
How do you deal with hecklers?
Jokes.
Can you...
I don't get angry with them.
So do you think you wouldn't get your point across if you came across too jokingly in that scenario? With these kids that were annoying you, if you kind of came a bit more joking.
Yeah, like, guys, can I ask you a quick question? Do you have enough money to buy me a new laptop if you spilled my coffee on my laptop? They'll be like, what?
Because
it looks like you're about to spill my coffee on my laptop. Mm. So I just need to understand if you guys got enough money for a new laptop. If not,
I'm going to tell you something off air anyway. but no, because it's not the when I do stand up, I feel free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel free to be every aspect of myself.
And there's the safetyness. There's safety of you're on stage. Everyone, the context. I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
There's that safety.
I can't really scare any of you too much. Even if I got really aggressive on stage, I can't scare you. It's in the context of
comedy. Well, I apparently scared someone that they sent a complaint in, but go on.
I mean, there's that. There's security. There's obviously humour.
Yeah.
But overall, that's my place.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I don't get angry up there. I don't get nothing up there.
Yeah.
I feel nothing.
You're just doing.
I'm just free.
You just be. You're just in your free state. I know, I'm just thinking, obviously, because you can use humour to disarm, and know as a comic, and that is something at your disposal. So that's why I'm like, in those scenarios.
I don't think I've ever got angry on stage. Mm. I might have got angry off stage.
Really? So nothing has ever rattled you? Like someone's talking, just someone, not even, they're not heckling, but
I've seen people lose, I've seen like calmly, but I've seen people lose their heads on stage and like cut the shit and it just takes the magic out of the room.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Once you go over a certain point,
you might as well just leave now.
Yeah.
And ask the MC and apologise to the MC that's now got a
clean up,
redo, yeah, clean up, reset the room. I don't think I've ever gotten angry, frustrated, you know, but not angry. I've never got angry with someone.
The worst is when you get angry and you're the headliner. Whoo!
Yeah,
show's done.
Yeah,
there's nothing to recover. That's the last taste you left in their mouth.
That is it.
Yeah, but no, never. I can't think of a time when I got angry. No.
Oh, no, good on you. I got angry one time when I was closing. We need to close this pod. Talking about closing.
Yeah, man.
What was the parental point? Let's actually...
I was just about... we were talking about racial awareness. How you're talking about your daughter, and that's it, really.
And sending our kids off into the world and letting them... I think we should let our kids explore.
Yeah.
And let them, when they're ready, they'll come and ask us something and tell us. Same way how Zadie came to you and said, oh, I noticed this, I noticed that. They'll come up to them. Let's not put our own prejudices and bias, because we've all got prejudices and biases and stuff like that. We have our own worldview, which is influenced by our experiences, but that may not necessarily be their experience. But if they come to us and they want us to question something, then, you know, we can tell them. We can fill in, we can fill them in.
I would almost, but if it's not going to actually damage them, you're going to have to just experience a few things. Experience a few things. Because if I just tell you, oh, this could happen, that can happen, that can happen, and you never feel it, then like, well, is that...
That's
like you
said,
you get it's that the draw. Of, yeah. It's the draw.
Yeah, is that, and it's that thing of, that grew up in the early 2000s. He doesn't have
But it's the draw, I think, from last episode. There's no point me telling her to shut the drawers because she hasn't experienced it.
Yeah.
Because then she'll just go... It's never happened.
It's never happened. It's not going to happen.
True. Exactly. She's got a thumb stuck.
Yeah. And she's going to have that weird moment with her friends where they've treated her a bit different. And it's like, okay, this may have happened here. And it's gonna be that. When Zavi's like, yeah, because this guy shouted this thing out the window of a car at me, and I was like, okay, that's what this word means, and that's why I did that.
The reason the car didn't stop is because he's a pussy.
Yeah,
exactly. He didn't want the smoke.
Yeah.
My thing as well, just to echo into that, is that I've been through a lot of things, not as many as other people. Yeah, but I feel like I used to wonder why all these things happen to me, and it's to pass it on. You're learning all these lessons to at some point pass it on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That.
And that's sort of like the back end of the last episode. We're talking about love and affection, safe environment. You're passing on these lessons to hopefully build a safe environment where they can go into the world with this knowledge and understanding and navigate the world, I don't know, with knowledge. Knowledge is power.
And the lesson that we've learned today, lads, consciousness, is that not all people that do comedy are funny. Anyway, let's wrap up.
I knew it was going to end on something on BR. Of course. There was nothing poignant that was going to come out of that statement. It was going to end on BR. But anyway, that's been another episode of Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. I've been Michael Akadiri. To my left has been...
Kazeem Jamal, you're done now, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. leader of the Peaky Bumba Clarks, a.k.a. Nines and Potter Papers Younger. Just call me 9 pieces of paper. If you see me in housing, just call me 4.5. You're done now. Bigging up Small Heath. Big Heath every time. If you see Big Rich, slap them tits and wipe the bacon grease off his neck. Till next time, guys. Easy in.
And to the left, to the left.
Ask your bill payers permission. Who's that? That's me. It's Darren G, a.k.a. Darren Griffiths, a.k.a. Your dad's best friend as well.
Hey, man, you're making best friends worldwide. Take care.
He's talking to you, son.
Peace.